HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have Nupur Lalwani with us, who is joining us to educate us about diabetes. Nupur has been living with type 1 diabetes since the last 25 years and requires up to 6 injections daily and up to 7 sugar tests on a glucometer every single day, just to keep her diabetes in check. But a true She Slays champ indeed, she founded the Blue Circle Diabetes Foundation to not only pass her knowledge and experience and support those living with diabetes in India. Come, let's listen to this champ story.
Hey everyone, I'm Nupur Lalwani. I am from Mumbai and Pune. I run an NGO called Blue Circle Diabetes Foundation. We are one of the largest support groups in India for people living with diabetes. If you know anyone who has diabetes or if you have diabetes, please feel free to reach out to us. We work in diabetes awareness and advocacy in the country. And the reason we started this is because we are people living with diabetes. I live with type 1 diabetes since the last 25 years and it's been a part of my life for a long time. So I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, or as it used to be called, juvenile diabetes back in the day, when I was only 8 years old. I was in the 3rd standard and this was just before my school final exams. So it was definitely not something we were expecting or looking forward to. Well, the symptoms of diabetes, we know them too well now. But back then, when I had unexplained weight loss and when I wanted to go to the washroom very often, I was peeing a lot, I was drinking a lot of water, I was eating a huge amount of food, I was eating more than my father would, and I was still losing weight. I was a bag of bones, literally. You know, and all this despite being a very healthy child and playing and doing well at school. So this worried my parents, but they had no clue that these were classic symptoms of type 1 diabetes. We spoke to doctors and the doctors had no clue either. After a whole lot of tests, we did a sonography, we thought there's a stomach bug, all kinds of things came back negative. Eventually, my father noticed black ants when I would go to the loo. And now my parents are not medical professionals, but my dad put two and two together and he said, hey, you know what? I think she has diabetes. And the reason I think so is because black ants, they're attracted to sweet things and there's sugar in her urine. So when he said that, nobody believed him. Eventually, we got checked. I got my blood sugars tested. The first lab that we went to, they said, hey, nothing, it's all good. So we went to another pathology lab and my sugars were 636. So to give you a perspective, a person who does not live with diabetes, their sugars are usually in the range of 80 to 100. And mine were about over six times that. And I was a child of 8. This was a huge shock for the whole family. While we were in the hospital, my mom came and explained to me that, you know, Nupur, you have something called type 1 diabetes, you have juvenile diabetes, and the doctor says that you will have to take injections for the rest of your life. And that is something that really upset my parents. It would upset anybody's parents. We soon learned, of course, because when we went into the hospital, we were literally a different family, and when we came out, our lives had changed. We were a whole different family. All of a sudden, you know, literally their lives came crashing down. Like, one minute I was this normal child playing and running around and doing things, and the next minute I've been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Now what happens in type 1 diabetes is that if your sugars go too high or too low, you could die. And that's what it is in 10 seconds. If your sugars go very low, it's called a hypoglycemia. And that could happen if you have too much insulin in your body. You could, you know, go into a coma, you could get unconscious, you could die. If your sugars go too high, you could have what is called diabetic ketoacidosis. You could again slip into a coma and die. It doesn't sound very bright, it doesn't sound very fun. So these were the things my parents were learning and coming to terms with. For a person living with type 1 diabetes, he or she needs to inject insulin before each meal. So if you have 5 meals a day, you need to inject yourself 5 times. You also need to check your blood sugars at least 5 to 7 times on a glucometer. Now that's a whole lot of pricking and that's a whole lot of dosing decisions that could affect and impact your quality of life. My parents literally became my external pancreas. So it's very important to understand that there are different types of diabetes. With type 1 diabetes, there is no recovery period as such. You can only manage the condition. You can't cure it. You can't recover from it. So in the case of type 2 diabetes or gestational diabetes, which is the kind of diabetes that you might have during pregnancy, or women will have it during pregnancy, type 1 diabetes cannot be reversed. It cannot be cured, unlike the other two. So once you get it, you've got to live with it. You've got to manage it. Each day that you live, sometimes your blood sugars go high, sometimes they go low. You've got to correct those sugars. You've got to bring them back to normal. You know, honestly, it feels like we're a trapeze artist and we're in a circus and it's a job we didn't sign up for. There are a lot of things that help. There are a lot of things to learn. So for me, I follow a low-carb way of eating and that's helped my diabetes a great deal. So you have to find the things that work for you. You have to find the things that make you happy and then just go out and do it. Things are much better now. I live an absolutely normal life, just like anyone else. My pancreas doesn't make any insulin, so I have to take insulin externally. That's the only little difference between me and a person without diabetes. I am fit and fine. I mean, I practice martial arts. I could run 100 kilometers. I could write a book. It all basically boils down to how well you manage your condition and how you keep things together. Because there's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot of variables. Each day is not going to be perfect. You're going to have days which are not good, and then you're going to have days which are very good. So you've got to make the best of it. And do remember that this is the reason we started the Buddy Project Helpline. All you need to do is go into your app, talk to a Dia Buddy, and feel better. Sometimes reaching out to people is the best medicine. That doesn't mean you should stop taking your insulin, but it's something that gives you that extra push and that extra motivation to keep going and to find your purpose. So I think I've been very, very lucky, and I know it's not as common, but my family has been an absolute rock. My parents have been super supportive. My sister is always supportive. I mean, anything I need, they've always been there. I mean, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes as a child, and even today as an adult living with type 1 diabetes, my family is still extremely supportive, and I think support begins at home. Supporting your loved ones is very important because that's what you'll expect if you're in that situation. So, you know, I've spoken a lot about my own personal experience of living with type 1 diabetes. However, type 1 diabetes is the rarer form of diabetes. It is said that a very small percentage of people of the diabetic population actually lives with type 1 diabetes, maybe 5 or 10%. The remaining 90% or the remaining people, they actually live with a more common form of diabetes, that's type 2 diabetes. Like I was mentioning earlier, type 2 is more lifestyle related. So if you regulate your lifestyle, your exercise, your food, your weight, there could be a chance of reversal, or of what might be more a more correct word to use is remission. So I think if you do your best, if you exercise every day, you eat healthy food, you're taking care of your weight, you're trying to control your stress. Well, everyone has stress, but if you do the basics, if you get your, you know, annual checkup done, and if you really try your hardest, even if diabetes runs in your family, you know, they say if diabetes runs in your family, that means that no one actually runs in your family. You know, what that really means is that you need to take charge. It might be that it's hereditary, it might be that you could get it someday in the future, but if you do your best, if you take every precaution that there is, you can avoid it. Now, there's a World Health Organization report that says that by the year 2030, 98 million Indians will have diabetes. That's crazy. Is that something we want to be world leaders in? Obviously not, right? So I think the time is now. You have to take charge of your health right now. When you're young, when you're fit, when you're healthy, don't wait for things to go south. Don't wait for you know, landing up with a problem or a diagnosis. Take charge right now and prevent any future diagnosis. Type 2 diabetes is preventable to a large extent. And if you can prevent it for yourself, you're doing yourself a favor. You're going to live a long and healthy life. And isn't that wonderful? I think we live in a time where if we don't have diabetes ourselves, we most definitely know somebody in our immediate family or friends who lives with diabetes. And I think the message that I would like to say is this. There are a lot of things that you might prioritize in your life, but your health is probably the most important thing. You could have all the money in the world, you could have the best gadgets, you could have the best of everything, and you could really be working hard at, in your office and getting that promotion. But if you're not healthy, it's not worth it. Our health is in our hands to a very large extent. Take charge of it, do something about it. If you need a community, if you need a little bit of motivation, go check out our YouTube, go check out our Facebook. You'll see little kids with type 1 diabetes and they're all so positive and wonderful and nobody's being, you know, fake about it. We're all going through our ups and downs, but we're doing our best. Please remember that if you need help, there's nothing wrong. There's still scope for things to get better and communities like ours, the Blue Circle Diabetes Foundation, we're here to help you.
So this was Nupur's story. A true She Slays champion indeed, isn't she? We hope her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabas, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.